And after that, got dry and soaked it in water, and would plait prettiest chair bottoms in the chairs. Well, they stuff now that they plait chairs with. I know you saw it.
Yeah, like the split
like
cane.
Like the porch. The porch chairs. Well, that's the way that was plaited. But now they've got their own stuff. Wallace, come answer this. I will do and tell whoever it is.
Well, you know, they don't like this. Yeah. And down
right,
there,
and I'm having company right
chain.
Now. Can I call
there
you
was
back?
A place to go up. I can't describe that, but anyway, they climbed up on it. They was round, but like that, you know, climb up in the log. And there's where the father, my dad
right,
used to pull Bobby, you know, the man used to.
You're going to learn about
it. Well, now, they put a salt after
walking, so they eat lunches now.
The corn, you know, when it has the air on it, gets matured, the air matured. They strip that fodder off of that stalk and catch it by
the
bud and bring it and hang it on that air. And let it dry, and whenever it dries.
Well, you know, it was made up like this.
It had a peak real.
Yeah, and down here it was floored, you know, and there was a place to go up. I can't describe that, but anyway, they climbed up on it. They was round, put like that, you know, to climb up in
the leaves
of the corn. And that's where the fodder my daddy used to pull fodder, you know what that is. You're going to learn something.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, they pulled fodder after us when I married. He used to pull some fodder. The corn, you know, when it has the air on it and gets matured, the air matured, they strip that fodder off of that stalk and catch it by the butt and wring it and hang it upon that air of corn and let it dry. And whenever it dries, so day or two, then they would take it up for arms till they get a big bundle of fodder and tie it up. And that made real good feed.
Well,
the cows or the mules and horses.
Well, now you mean this is the outside of the corn?
Yeah, the leaves that's on the corn. I don't know what you might call them. It was fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that corn out there, you see, it's growing out with leaves on it.
Oh, you mean the leaves on the stalk?
Yeah, on the stalk.
I see. Uh-huh.
And when it grows up tall and makes the air, why, that was pulled off and saved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had your feed for the winter, and it didn't hurt your corn either, because your corn, your air was matured.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, was this hung up in the loft?
Yeah, they put one
grain. No, it was stacked, just stacked. You know, when it got dry, it was tied in bundles. And hauled and sacked back in the barn.
And kept the hay good there.
And I don't know, the stock used to seem like enjoy that better than they do
why they give ventilation in
there.
Just got ready to bale it. But then some people didn't bale it in a long time. Maybe they couldn't
place
it.
And it was stacked in the field.
But if it rained a lot,
it got dry and then they baled it. Kind of. Well, they don't do that now. They used to bale it with a mule. The thing, the mule went around and you fed the hay in there and it baled it.
Well, would you describe a haystack? Put it on there?
Yeah, they put one great big pole right up in the middle, and then they'd put cross poles this way and this way till they got it high yonder, and that kept the hay when it was green from pressing down. Putting them cross pieces, why that give ventilation in there to keep it from rotting.
And how long would the hay stay in the stack?
Just until you got ready to bale it. But then some people didn't bale it in a long time. Maybe they'd put plastic or something another over the top.
We got one.
But if it rained a lot, an awful lot, some of that hay would rain.
A big old oak cradle.
But if you had good weather, it didn't take long to cure it before they could bale it.
About that close together. It took a man to cut that, you know, the oaks would be up like this. Had they
well, now,
like that, I don't think that.